Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Maybe it's afternoon, maybe it's evening when you're hearing this. All of our fine podcasts and replays that happen. We're live from 9 to 11 a.m. statewide on 550 KFIRE, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC in Dickinson, 1090 KTGO, the flag, in the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. And I got a call yesterday from somebody in Saskatchewan, listens every single day, 24/7 to KTGO. Just have it a call out of the blue and say how much he appreciates the station and how without what we provide, he would be lost in a sea of insanity there in Saskatchewan. So pretty cool. I said to him, I know it can get a little tough at night to get us, but, you know, you can hear the replay on 550, probably could get that. He said, no, I don't have a way to change my radio. It's on 1090. Okay. I said, you can do the app. You know, you could go to, like, any of the stations and get an app, and you can listen to, you know, all things. No, I don't have one of those phones that can do an app. Oh, okay, that's good. I said, well, you know, if you're ever sitting still long enough to have a desktop, you can always listen there, you know, and our podcast you can download as well on the iHeart platform or AM 1090, the flag website, or AM 1100, the flag website. He said, no, I don't even have a computer. And I thought, I want to just reach into the phone and hug this guy. You know, I mean, how wonderful is that? You're right? I mean, yep. And there's people like that. And then there's people out there that are, you know, of the Charlie Kirk era, you know, who, you know, are the 20-something who, you know, have chapters of Turning Point USA at the University of Mary and high schools in the area and
loaded with common sense.
Yeah, and they've got, you know, they've got a zillion apps and they're managing social media platforms that, you know, 10 years ago, you know, Coca-Cola didn't have. You know, in the way of a social media apparatus. So it's just awesome. I mean, we've really bridged the gap here from people that, you know, just listen to the radio. That's where they get their news and information and they do what they do and they're happy to just do it. And you know what? We love it. We absolutely love it. So thank you to everybody. No matter your age, no matter your profession, no matter what, we really, really, really appreciate this audience. We sure do. How's Todd the Radio God Mitchell today?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we had that EV thing at the Capitol yesterday, so got to drive a Tesla. So now we can check that one off the list. And darn interesting drive, I'll tell you that.
Todd was at a tailgate party yesterday, so Kevin, I don't know that you and I can top that.
Yeah, that's good.
He was tailgating at the Capitol, you know, just trying to make us jelly, crying out loud. Very jelly. Very jelly right
You're
now.
You're hip. Jelly.
Well, I have an 18-year-old.
That's very jealous hip. For the rest
so
of us.
So jelly. In the house, so I'm like, you know,
those
one day she said.
Teenagers in our home, that word is pronounced jealous.
Yeah, she one day said, Dad, why are you so lit? I'm like, lit? What are you?
Lit. You're
lit.
In the bottle
like,
already? My God.
Are you, you know, lit as in, you know, or lip as in L-I-P or lit as in L-I-T? Or what are you exactly talking about there? That's a thing, too. I don't even know really what it means. Things that mean like I'm happy don't mean I'm happy. Things that mean, you know, there's a whole vocabulary that.
Drip? Drip's another one.
Yeah, I don't. I
mean, like, if it's good, it's drip, apparently.
She is, working her summer away, and then she leaves for Arizona State here early August, which I will weep openly, and our sister Hannah, same, to go to a job after graduating from college out in California, one in Arizona, one in California, and then we're officially empty nesters, and I will be probably in some sort of like rubber room for a few days, just so you know. But I think maybe before Haley leaves, I should have her come in and give us a little bit of the vocabulary so we can all, you know, understand what they're saying. To have it translate a little bit. Yeah. Kev, how about you? How's it going for you? Good day? Good, ready for the weekend? Or?
I'm a little heartbroken today.
You are?
Did you see we lost a legend?
I did not.
Maybe not to the level of Rush Limbaugh, but the late, great Herb Tarlick passed away yesterday.
No way!
Frank Bono, the age of 79.
Now, no offense, Bailey, but part of your job around here is writing commercials, but you don't do a very good job.
How so?
All right. Don't get upset. Now, I know you're a journalism school graduate, but you don't know how to put the bite in the old sales message.
He was the best.
He was the best. You know, what he wore.
Oh, yeah, I think they buried him in that coat.
And what he said were the...
I hope so.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well,
he went on Frank Bonner. He went on to direct a ton of stuff and... He's in a lot of different things, but he'll always be Herb Tarlick to us.
And let me ask you, Kevin, and you, Todd, as two guys like me that are dinosaurs in this business and been around, is the stereotype of Herb Tarlick present in any of the salespeople you've ever dealt with over the years? Not in the current company, of course, but like, you know, in previous lifetimes, would you say that kind of fits?
Oh, we had one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
We had one.
Oh, my God, yes.
Mike Morris was not the Mike. Mike Morris is his name.
Jerry Cochran was mine.
Yeah, Guy Phoenix. Yeah. God, he was the worst dresser, and he thought he was the sharpest dude on the planet.
And you got a little bite in that copy, you know. Don't sell the steak, sell the sizzle. You know, all the funny little lines, you know. But God bless them. They worked hard for their clients. Todd, you going to name any names? Kevin and I both dropped a name here.
Oh,
I've
got so many I could. We don't have enough. The show ends at 11, folks. I don't have enough time to name them all. But, yeah, and I think it's just one of those things where every radio station, certainly back in the day, maybe not as much anymore, just because time has marched on. But, you know, certainly if you worked in radio in the 70s or 80s or whatever, yeah, you had a few of those on staff. And
I find now that today's marketing professional that ultimately are charged with taking a product, which we live, breathe, and sleep and love, the broadcasting we do, you know, a bit of an art form, science, whatever, the people that best tell that story of what we do to the people that make us go. Advertising is the fuel that makes us go. Local mom and pop, you know, folks, Walmarts don't make us go. Targets don't make us go.
Right.
They buy sort of the remnants because they want it cheaper than anybody. And when you've really made it in radio is when you don't have room for the Targets and the Walmarts anymore. But the people who go out, I would call it young. Young in the sense that to me young is, you know, 40-ish, right? 30-ish. They're young compared to a guy, you know, starting to get into the back half to the 60s. Women are just amazing. They really are. They more often than not they're passionate about what we do, and they are just the best salespeople at most radio stations I've come to know are women, and they're really, really professional. They're really good. They tell our stories. So the Herb Tarlick era is kind of gone. It's more of the really smart moms. Who have unending empathy. So we love them all. We love the fact that they do that and appreciate them all very much for what
they
do.
They actually dress much better than the men. The men think they dress well and don't. The women think they don't dress well and do.
I do. So. No, you're absolutely right. Hey, it's Father's Day weekend, so we're all dads, and it'd be easy for us to say, hey, Father's Day, you know, wait on us. But we know you've got great stories out there, and I brought the MyPillow prize catalog today along, so I've got some MyPillow prizes for the best Father's Day tributes today on the program. We have the whole first hour for that, 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. Tell us a story about your dad, would you? Just share a little story about your dad and the impact on your dad. And if you had a dad and a dad was present in your upbringing, you are so blessed. You know, today, this is an alarming statistic, but 80% of African-American households do not have a dad. 70% of Hispanic households do not have a dad. 50% of, what do we call ourselves, Caucasian now to kind of play this game of hyphenated race. 50% of white households do not have a dad. Fatherless homes, 80%, 70%, 50%. We're all in this pot together, and it is a cultural crisis that I can't put into words. So if you had a dad, if you didn't, and maybe you found that dad later in life or you understood why you didn't have a dad, love to hear those stories today. And for stepping out of your box a little bit and giving your dad a shout-out or telling us a story, we'll just kind of randomly pick some folks to win one of the half a dozen prizes here today that we have loaded to go from our friends at MyPillow and Mike Lindell and his team, who do sell a great night's sleep with the greatest pillow money can buy. $29.98 now for the premium pillow, the queen size. $5 more gets you the king, but the towels, the sheets, the sleepwear, the slippers, you name it. You don't need the big box stores. You got MyPillow. Call them at 800-506-9028 or promo code Scott at MyPillow.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You know, a couple of observations. The guy I feel the worst for in this whole summit is the translator.
Yeah.
Because he's got to take what both men are saying and convert it to English, which is very hard to do.
Nicely
done. Putin and Biden. But this is scary to me because you got to think about what we're talking about. We're talking about cybersecurity.
Right.
Okay, and their side has the former head of the KGB. Mm-hmm. Our side has a guy who's trying to figure out why his VCR is flashing 12 o'clock. I'm I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm legitimately bothered by this, as I know you were. And world leaders, this is the problem we're in, the predicament we're in, is world leaders don't take their cue from the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media tells you, oh, this guy's sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. Like the cat, which was an amazing, the CNN video we just played.
Yeah.
But world leaders watched that and died laughing. Like, as the bookie on the panel, the odds of them taking Biden seriously ever again are like 8 million to 1.
Oh, my gosh. Is that not just make you want to laugh? And he's so,
that's
Jimmy Failla, Todd, the radio god's favorite Fox Nation friend. You guys are like besties. I can't talk to him without, we just announced today that he's replacing Sean Hannity on our AM 1100 and AM 1090 stations from 2 to 5. Sean has sadly just become kind of a caricature of himself, and so we're making some changes there. Charlie Kirk replacing Rush Limbaugh on our stations only. This gets a little complicated because the new Rush Limbaugh program will continue, like you've heard it, for decades on 550 K-Fire, and that is Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. So we're all doing this after Rush thing right now. Todd, what are you hearing from the K-Fire audience about all of that?
Well, so far, everybody's just, it's kind of like, oh, okay, that's the direction it's going. Okay, that's fine. I got to talk to those guys on Wednesday, by the way, and I tell you what, they're fired up. I'm fired up for them. I think they're going to have a really good show. If the passion and the capability that I heard on Wednesday comes to life, then it's going to be a real knockout show.
iHeartMedia.
I think everybody's going to be kind of thinking, oh, this is the new Rush Limbaugh. No. That's like the new Paul Harvey. Nobody replaced him. Nobody could.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I've talked to the leadership, Julie Talbot, the president and CEO of Premier Radio Networks, about their decision-making process and in all of this. They don't do anything lightly. I mean, it's a mega, mega organization, obviously owned by iHeartMedia, which owns K-Fire and the iHeartMedia stations in North Dakota. And she told me that they, as soon as they heard about Rush's health condition, decided just exactly what Todd said. You can't replace Rush Limbaugh, and we wouldn't put that on one person. So they wanted two people for that, and so that's why it's two of them. Clay Travis, who's been wildly successful sports talk host, and Buck Sexton, who's filled in for Rush before. So it'll be fun to watch. This is a different dynamic, no doubt about it. And everybody's kind of
like
just doing...
Clay's like a bird that they open the cage. It's like, oh, wow, I don't have to just do sports now. This is going to be great. So
yeah, exactly. And he's younger. I think he's younger than Buck. I can't remember which one's younger. But, you know, we're all wondering about what's next in the conservative movement, too. That's sort of how we pick Charlie Kirk, because he spent a lot of time with Rush. They had great respect for each other, and he is 27 years old. Right? I mean, that to me excites me in the fact that you've got somebody with millions in a podcast. And I also learned that, you know, Premier Radio Network was interested in Charlie Kirk, but he was part of another network. So they saw the talent there, too. So these are good broadcasters, and it'll be fun to watch. Let's get to our Father's Day tribute after I make you hungry. You know, if you're kind of looking for that extra little gift for Dad, maybe he's a Bison fan, I'd head to a PetrolServe USA location right away. T-shirts at $9.99. They have funny T-shirts, fun T-shirts. But, I mean, maybe it's a cell phone charger, or maybe it's, you know, his favorite candy bar. Which I don't know if you know, but salted nut rolls are really, I got that special price. I grabbed one last night after filling up at PetrolServe USA, and I ripped the bag open, you know, my usual. In fact, I brought it in today, guys, the salted nut roll. Did you know? You guys like salted nut rolls? I'm big.
Pearson, yeah. St. Paul, Minnesota.
So I take a big, my usual kind of about one-fourth of the bar at one time, yep. Chewing it going home, and my mouth ended up on fire. And I look at the bag, I'm like, what happened? Did you know there's a spicy salted nut roll now?
Yes, I did.
Holy
I did not. heads up.
Yeah, look at the packaging real close, because I'm like, I don't like spicy. I'm a big wuss when it comes to spicy. So I'm like, holy crap, what happened to my candy bar here, for crying out loud. But, some of you will like it, but it's got a kick like you can't believe.
It's
so,
one of those things you'd rather know ahead of time. As
it is.
To,
yeah, it kind of took
like,
me by...
What is
took me,
did it
took
go
me
bad?
By surprise.
A friend of my dad's used to be a sales guy for Pearson's, and he would deliver cases of those at Christmas.
Hey, cook and grab-and-go convenience today, too, so it's not the salted nut roll. Go Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue. Barbecue O'Brien Casserole, Glendon today. There you go, Kev. Meatballs in Euland, two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood, pulled pork with gravy and chicken fettuccine in Valley City, and they're dusting off, rolling out, taken out of the oven, the beef tips and gravy. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Two Sloppy Joes and chips. Did I tell you that? In Harwood, 929. PetroServe, USA. Let's go to the phones. Let's find out about your dads and the impact they had on you. Senator Kevin Cramer, next hour for the full hour. Your questions and comments on anything, but this hour, we're giving a shout-out to dads and a little tribute. And we start in Fargo with Frank. What's on your mind, Frank?
Yeah, my dad got back from Korea. He started his own trucking company. He met my mom, and she had six kids from previous marriage that the guy just split. He just up and disappeared. So he took my brothers and my mom, bought a new home, and then they eventually had me. And he was just a good guy. He just taught you right from wrong and ethical work and stuff like that. So by the time I got to start to enjoy him, he had passed from pancreatic cancer when I was 14. But, yeah, he was a good guy. Did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Brady Bunch family, and that's real. It's out there. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But think about that. I could imagine your angst as a youngster and not knowing what that was going to bring and your siblings. And then you come to really appreciate him at that age and lose him. Great, great story. And when you call with a story about a vet, it's an automatic open the prize door, the prize cabinet door for sure. So I got a pillow, a pet bed, or a book. What would you like to have from my pillow for that story, Frank?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
A pillow, a pet bed, or Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO, what are the odds?
Pillow sounds good.
Sounds good. So, Frank, hang on, and we're going to get your information from Daniel. If you haven't gotten a MyPillow prize you're waiting for, just text me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Sometimes people get cut off. Sometimes the address is a little bit wrong, and it comes back, so... if you're waiting for a prize, always Scott H. at flagfamily.com. But Daniel will get your information and we'll send you a pillow, okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet. You want a king or a queen?
King would be excellent. Excellent.
And you like more Phil or less Phil?
More Phil. Big head.
Yeah, me too. All right. King, more Phil for Frank and Fargo. Hang on. Daniel will get your address, Frank. Appreciate that. Bismarck, we go. Dean, you're next. Go ahead and what's on your mind? Tell me about your dad.
Well, I could talk for about an hour or so, but my dad and mom, we had 19 kids, and my dad wasn't in the Army. My oldest brother was. But mentioning salted nut roll, that was something that my dad, when we'd go to town, we'd always get a salted nut roll, and then when we'd go home on the farm, when we'd be working in the fields, we would sit on a tractor and split the salted nut roll, us two. And now I got my kids getting into with them salted nut rolls, so... And my dad and I, we would do all kinds of tricks with one another. We would scare one another, and I would hide behind things and scare him, and he would do the same thing with me. But one thing then, as I got older, my dad and I was old enough to smoke cigars, so we'd always, on his birthday, buy those little Schweitzer sweet cigars, and on his birthday, we would sit down and smoke one, and now I got my oldest son to do the same thing with me.
Oh, my gosh, is that great! What a great story, Dean. Hang on, we'll finish on that in just a moment. Then Becca in Montana next on What's on Your Mind.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, Stacy Bossert, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacy Bossert, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/Stacy Bossert, NMLS number 1908175.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet, there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is one of the more talented guys I have ever had the honor as a DJ to spin his records. It's always been a little woke for me, but he's talented. Paul McCartney. True story.
Celebrating his... call it woke back then.
No, yeah.
79 today.
79.
Sir Paul is 79.
Sir Paul, how about that? True story, my daughter, you know, had the blessing of attending Yale for college.
Yep.
Every once in a while I mention that and try and feel that not like a big deal, because clearly the genetics for that 100% genetic proof that that all came from her mom. But anyway, Paul McCartney's grandson attended the same, they were in classes together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Sir Paul would come a couple of times, and it was a big deal on campus when, you know, Sir Paul would show up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't much care, because he puts his pants on same as us, one leg at a time. But
so he like wait by the curb there in his car waiting for the kid to come out and all that
stuff. Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny?
Play soccer hilarious. Mom once in a while.
Texture says, Dean and Bismarck, hang on. We're going to get back to your awesome story here in a second and welcome others to tell us about their dads today. You can text us to 701-367-2054. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Father's Day tribute today, so give us a ring. I'm trying to find this text because they're pouring in today, and we love it. Here it is. Hey, I called Midco yesterday about Newsmax. They told me they're working on it, but these things take time. What a crock. I love it. Hey, if you're tired of cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax. 40 million Americans are watching, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax is the new conservative channel everyone loves. It's on all major cable systems here in the Dakotas, like Dish and DirecTV and AT&T TV, but it's not on Midco. Midco, you should know, carries 11 liberal news channels, but not Newsmax. So if you are a Midco customer, call them, just like this caller did, this listener. Tell them you want Newsmax so you can switch. And when you get, you know, marketing offers from Midco, let them know you want fairness in media. You want Newsmax with analysis, hosts and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and more all weekend long. And get that free Newsmax app for your smartphone so you can start watching right now. Every day I go online to Newsmax.com. I watch Newsmax TV. I have the Newsmax app on the phone. So when news breaks, I go to a source, a news source I can trust, and that is Newsmax. Dean in Bismarck, you were just starting to add a really interesting component to the story, but I got this visual of you and your dad smoking cigars together. How old were you when that started, Dean?
Oh, I'm sure I was probably 16, 17 when we started doing that.
And then you and your son have been doing it. What, you know, same deal? You're now carrying on this tradition every year on your birthday, just like you did with your dad. You're smoking a stogie.
Yeah, smoke a little Schweitzer Sweets. We go out and find a spot. Him and I go out and smoke a little one at Schweitzer Sweets and enjoy my birthday that way when we can.
So good. So good. What else did you want to tell us about your dad, Dean?
Well, like I was saying, we did that, and like I said, there's so many stories of my dad and I that we would just do pranks with one another that was just who could scare the other one more, and just unbelievable. So, and he died when he was 87, so my mom is still alive. She's 95, but it was wonderful years. Sure, there were some times with all of us kids where he didn't, where we thought this was no fair, but it was great years with him.
It's funny how you look back, unbelievable, and say, all of that was purposeful, all of that was for a reason, and look how it shaped me into the person I am today. You had a great dad, Dean.
And like you said yesterday about going to mass or church, that was the same thing out on the farm. It could be storming or whatever it was, or there was 12 or 14 of us at home, but usually somehow we got them all in the vehicle and went to church every Sunday, so...
You just
keep
did.
That going.
You just did. Keep that going is right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My pillow, pillow, my pet bed, or a book for you for that story today, Dean, from our friends at My Pillow.
My Pillow. That'd be great.
All right. And we have, we'll send you one. Let's just make it easy. We'll send you one. And king size, queen size, what do you like?
King, please.
King and medium or full are kind of the two best
medium
options. Yeah, I'm a medium guy too because I like to shape it around a little bit. And all right, so king medium for Dean and Bismarck, and just hang on a moment, Daniel, get your information. Thanks for sharing the story. You know, Dean reminds me of my dad in his story about the jokester part, like scaring you. We have pictures of my dad dressed up. I mean, he'd put a wig on. He'd do, you know, kind of run around. He was the clown, you know, always making us laugh, always. And I learned later in life that that really was a mechanism for him to do for us what his dad didn't do for him. And he'd tell us about that. I would just always remember the story about how kind of his dad was really mean and was an alcoholic. And then later sort of knew the error of his ways. And then his mom became an alcoholic. And all of that just led to a lot of ick growing up, right? And a lot of pain. He had fallen when he was in his, I think, like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. And he ended up in the Gillette Children's Hospital in Minneapolis. And he was there for so long because his leg was all ripped up and they were working on him. And he would go months and months and months without any family coming to visit when he was in the hospital. And so all that, you know, stayed with him forever. And I always say, in a very honest way, my dad was the best dad he knew how to be. Because, you know, you have a dad like he had, my grandfather, who died when I was very, very young. I have one memory of him, and it was in the hospital shortly before he died. And there's a picture of us looking in the window. Ray Hannon. And he was this awesome mechanic, right? I mean, Ford Motor tried to recruit him to come to St. Paul and be there because he was so darn good out in Madison, Minnesota. And he wouldn't go because he was illiterate. He was like, I can't. And they said, you don't have to read and write. You know this in your sleep. We'll get you a secretary. Somebody will do all your paperwork. We just want you. He wouldn't do it. He didn't feel worthy of it. And I'm guessing that came from his dad, who I don't even know any stories about. And my dad became an alcoholic, and we had decades of that pain in our family and, you know, businesses that suffered as a result of it. Yet, in all of that, there was this unbelievable person who was great at making you laugh and keeping things light and, you know, and then would struggle with the alcoholism, and you don't really understand that when you're that age, and you're like, Dad, this is our business. This is how we eat. You can't stay home. You can't make excuses. You can't. But it's, again, what he knew, what was in his DNA, what he had, you know, the struggle that he had that was real. And, you know, that's real. So anything but a perfect childhood, but a childhood I wouldn't change for a bit. because I'm who I am today because of what my dad was for me. And
amen.
In his case, it was make, you know, shape me into the profession I was in. He was always way more consumed about the radio stuff for me than he was our kids and meeting a wonderful wife and all of that. He came over Thanksgiving dinner and was like, why did you talk to that idiot today? How could you ever be dumb enough to leave Bill Marcille? You know, a great North Dakota company. You are an idiot. You're an idiot to try and start your own radio station. Didn't you learn any lessons from me? And, you know, you get a tough veneer when you work for your dad. He doesn't ever say thank you. So none of that really bothered me. It bothered my wife and kids because, like, this is weird. How is it that he's talking about radio when we're at, like, Thanksgiving dinner? I'm just like, that's just what we grew up with. But I wouldn't change any of it for the world. I really wouldn't. So I realize there's people listening that didn't, that they're hearing it and said Father's Day weekend's almost a little painful. And you know, it can be. And it can be awkward and it can be all of that. But everything happens for a reason. There's a plan. There's a design behind that. And it just.
There it is.
It just makes you better.
Right
so,
there.
Yeah.
There's a plan.
There's a plan. So just find out what that plan is. Let's go to Madison Lake, Montana, where we love our Montana listeners. And you talk about woke. Montana every day goes more woke because the California woke and the, you know, Seattle woke, they come in and try and change Montana, and it's happening, but I bet it didn't change Becca. What's on your mind today, Becca?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. There's no wokeness on our end of the spectrum out here in the northeast corner. So thanks for letting me talk about my dad, you guys. He was born in 1936 in Switzerland, and when the Second World War broke out, because his father was German, the Swiss kicked him out, him and his mom. So he had to go, and he lived in Germany, grew up in Germany. And when a few cute stories about him, I mean, he was just a young teen, and he would smuggle cigarettes and booze over the Alps and sell them to the American soldiers. And, you know, he was a hard worker. You know, fast forward, he had a still in his garage, illegally burnt moonshine, you know, that kind of guy, just for, you know, for our consumption. But fast forward to 3.5 years ago, he got diagnosed around Christmas time with leukemia. And I have two older brothers, my mom, dad, of course, then still a couple of aunts and stuff. Everybody's in Germany. I'm over here. And so I get this phone call, and I'm like, well, crap, what are we going to do? So I got on the horn, and I talked to the oncologist over there, and they said, well, you know, usually they don't make it past 3 months with this kind of, you know, kind of cancer. And so I put everything in motion, and I couldn't get over there until the 1st of June with my better half, Jim, and Dad was still alive. He was doing okay. So we get there the 1st of June, and our vacation time was from the 1st to the 15th of June, and he passed away on the 11th. And the oncology told me then, he said, you know, that man waited for his little girl to come home. And he waited, and then he gave all he had, how he always did, in everything he's ever done in his life. He gave it all and waited for me to come over there. And we had, I brought a little flask of his homemade schnapps to the hospital, and we had a one last shot, and a day later he passed away. So,
oh, what a special, special memory, Becca. That's so awesome. Yes. Hang on a moment. I'm going to get your information to let you pick from the MyPillow prize closet here. But thanks for sharing that story. I love that. It brings me back to my father-in-law's passing. The night before he died, I had to come back to Fargo, just take care of the dogs. And Maria and the kids stayed up in Grand Forks. So I went in to say goodbye all alone, you know, and just said, I love you. And said, you want a little sip of beer? And he did. And so I got to have the last beer with my father-in-law, the great Jerry Hammerlick. Awesome dad. Awesome, awesome dad. And for all kinds of reasons. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. No, go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Help preserve your wealth
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can sing, Kev. You can sing. Yeah. Back to Paul McCartney, or what are you doing here?
Yeah. When you change my page on me.
Don't change the page. I hate
when
they
change the page.
I hate when they change the page. Paul McCartney's birthday today. I want dad songs the rest of the way, can we?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a dad song, but...
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them.
We got any favorite dad songs? My dad's favorite song was Billy Goldsboro watching Scotty grow.
Oh, great.
So that's sort of how dads would think. So there's one you can put
Beautiful
in the mix.
Beautiful Boy by John Lennon.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Really? Bobby Goldsboro, huh?
I love Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah, there it is. See? It still brings a tear to my eye. Just had a real bright spirit about the song, didn't it?
Yep.
Listen.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy.
What a great voice, Bobby Goldsboro, didn't he?
B-R-A-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad.
'cause that's my boy.
My boy. You can't even believe my dad would play this on the radio after I was born, right? I was born and my dad was on the radio at that point, Beloit, Wisconsin. You know, and then Pipestone, Minnesota, Laverne, and then later Montevideo, and, you know, Clarinda, Iowa, Huron, South Dakota. You're a gypsy radio family. Just going where you need to go, and ended up being an owner, and that was the Jimmy Carter era. It didn't work out so well, so then all of a sudden you're in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I didn't even know there was a North Dakota. Like, what in the world? This is a cool town. And then he later went on to did consulting in Florida and all around the country, and Devil's Lake for a while, so good memories. But he played that since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Unbelievable.
After they got to Grand Forks, it was watching Scotty Freeze.
Right. I don't want to live up to my new nickname, Scotty Talks a Lot, so we'll get back to the phones here. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. And we're brought to you today by my friend Vince Webker and his team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Do you know they installed 11 splash pools this week? 11 splash pools. Now, a splash pool is an instant pool, an instant vacation in your backyard. All kinds of sizes to choose from. And it's never too early to start working on your wellness. So the Finleo spas are the best of the best. You know, you can cheap out and find one here or there that's in a box that you put together or whatever. Trust me on this one thing. When you go to Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Expressway Bismarck, Grand Cities Mall of Grand Forks, 13th Avenue, just into West Fargo, in West Fargo, they're not going to sell you something to sell you something and pick a low. They're going to sell you wellness. They're going to sell you backyard fun, and they just do it right. And in the case of a hot tub, you maybe want the biggest Vanguard one, whatever. You know what? You know, all the different sizes, you want this, that. You might not get it tomorrow, but you're going to have it by the time, you know, the weather turns to a little coolish fall and the leaves start to drop. And you're going to have an experience where it's hassle-free. I know people who take advantage of their concierge service. They don't ever do anything. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables does everything. They remove the hassle out of it. They're testing the water. They're doing everything. It is a great place to do business. Patio furniture, games, arcades, pool tables, shuffleboards. It's awesome. So remember that. All right. Short time in this break, so we're going to go quick through everybody here. And quick story about your dad. Betty and Ellendale, you go.
Okay. I just wanted to say I had a wonderful dad. He loved to make jokes, and he was always saying something funny. And when my mother would get cold in the winter, he'd say, well, Mama, there would be two hot days in August. And he always had something to say, and everybody loved him so much. He didn't have any enemies at all.
What a legacy. What a legacy. And are you kind of a jokester, and you laugh a lot? Did you get that from your dad?
I just can't forget all the things he used to say. You know, he would get out of trouble. He went to get his license. He let it lapse, and he went to the courthouse to get his license. And they said, well, how did you get here? He said, well, I just walked in. So I couldn't get him for driving without a license, you know.
Oh, beautiful. I love it, Betty. What do you like, my pillow, a pet bed, or Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO? Great life lessons in that book, I'll tell you, for grandkids and kids. Fantastic.
Okay.
What would you like?
My pillow.
A pillow. We're going to send you a pillow. King size or queen size?
Queen.
You got it. Little Phil or Max Phil?
Max Phil, I guess.
You got it. Hang on a moment, and Daniel will take your information, okay, Betty? And we're going to put that in the mail to you.
Okay.
Appreciate you listening. These great stories are wonderful. Bonnie Fargo, you got about a minute, a little less than a minute. Give me your best story about your dad.
My dad is the absolute most stubborn man, probably, but he raised 11 kids, and when he was told he couldn't do something, it was just all the more that he tried to do it and became a successful farmer, and honesty and trustworthiness were the main things that he instilled on us. So very proud to have him as my dad.
Is your dad still living?
He is. He's 88 years old.
What are you doing for Father's Day with Dad?
Just stopping to see him and probably have a meal with him. is in Bismarck. So, yeah, it'll
fabulous.
Be a great day.
Fabulous. Proving my theory that everybody, for the most part, in Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot, are people from somewhere else in North Dakota. That's got to be like 75%. I just love that about North Dakota. I really do. Bonnie, hang on. We'll give you your choice of MyPillow prize closet items. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour. We'll get Walter and Hope in, however, with a name like Hope. That's just a town we got to go to. Larry and Frazee, Minnesota, too. So we'll do that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.